The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene. How are you?
Well, I think like everybody, it's impossible to listen to those extremely, extremely wise and moving words from Dr. Myberg and not be moved to tears. But let's get an update on the situation in the Ukraine, which Israel is monitoring very, very closely. Now, some people have been sending me messages. Clearly, I need another cup of coffee. But a lot of people have been asking, you know, we're seeing messages from Israel. On the one hand, we see statements from Bennett and President Herzog, kind of very neutral, very pyrrhic was a word somebody used, and yet we see the foreign minister using stronger language. So I just want to paint the picture where Israel is in this situation, and it is a very, very delicate and precarious situation. On the one hand, we do strongly condemn, as we've heard from our foreign minister Yair Lapid, the invasion, which we see as a breach of international law, and we recognize the sovereignty and territorial sovereignty of the Ukraine. On the other hand, we have a situation where we face a tremendous threat posed by Iran. And Russia's presence in Syria helps to maintain that very, very important security. So you can see why we have a very carefully coordinated, and I must stress it is coordinated by both the foreign minister and the prime minister, an effort to, on the one hand, make sure that our position is strong vis-a-vis the Ukraine, but still ensure that we have this very, very important link with regards to maintaining security in Syria. The foreign minister has reiterated that Israel, a country that has experienced war, and I must be honest, and Kath, you know, over the years, you know how I feel every time I hear a siren, even when we do drills, how that brings up a lot of PTSD, not just for me, but for Israelis. And we understand all too well what it's like to live under bombardment. And yesterday there was a tweet that went out from a reporter at Haaretz, which basically summed it up for me. She said her daughter is online with a friend in the Ukraine, telling her what to do when she hears those sirens and how to get to shelter. So we do understand, and we do stress that some kind of diplomatic solution is the only way. Of course, like many, we are very, very concerned that Putin is not going to stop at the Ukraine, that he is going to march forward. Yesterday, we already saw movement from the Chinese towards Taiwan. And of course, for us, we look at it and think, does this give Iran any kind of green light? Does it embolden them? And of course, Israel is massively, massively concerned about the situation for the Jewish communities of the Ukraine and Russia. As we all know, we have a very, very complicated history in both countries. On the one hand, we have this incredibly rich Jewish culture, the birthplace of the Rebbe in the Ukraine. We have these incredible centers of learning, of Jewish life. And of course, both the Ukraine and Russia, burial grounds of our families, of our ancestors. We know too well the story of Babi Yar in the Ukraine and how the earth moved for days after 30,000 Jews were shot. So it's very, very complicated. Again, President Herzog, Prime Minister Bennett, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, all stressing to Israelis, please, please move west, get out as soon as possible. If you are on Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, if you know anyone in the Ukraine, you will see the emergency numbers I've just put up there.
We've also got them on the Hyphen. We've got them. We've actually posted everything up on the Hyphen Facebook page. Thanks, Ro.
Just to make sure that you move west. This is what we are instructing Israeli citizens to do. We know that there are many, many organizations working to try and help evacuate Jewish communities from the Ukraine. And I think just everybody's in such a state of absolute, absolute shell shock.
Yeah. Can we talk about the UK moving to clamp down on BDS?
Quite extraordinary. I mean, the UK really in the last couple of months is proving themselves to be one of the strongest allies that Israel has. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how they have proscribed Hamas, making Hamas in its entirety illegal. So if you seem to support Hamas in any way, you will be headed to the slammer in the United Kingdom and Australia following last week as well by proscribing Hamas in its entirety. You know, when I speak about in its entirety, both the military wing and the political wing. But we've had an incredible situation in the United Kingdom this week. I know we've all been distracted and focusing on the ongoing situation in the Ukraine. Another point on the Ukraine, Israel is preparing a humanitarian package. We will be sending humanitarian aid and medical relief as soon as possible. But yesterday, the British government in the Houses of Parliament passed an amendment to stop local authority pension funds from supporting any BDS sanctions against British companies doing business with Israel. Now, of course, some in the Labour Party, no great shocker to our listeners, had objections to that, but this was introduced by Conservative MP Robert Jenrick. He has said that this gives the government new powers to direct local pension funds not to make decisions that conflict with London's foreign and defence policy. So the official policy of the United Kingdom is that they recognize the BDS movement to be anti-Semitic. And he says the BDS against Israel is all too often connected to anti-Semitism here in the UK and does nothing to promote peace and is increasingly out of step with the mood in the Middle East following the Abraham Accords, whereby a number of Gulf states are forging productive links with Israel. It is unacceptable for local councils to be making divisive foreign policy interventions contrary to the position of the UK government. I am delighted that my amendment has passed. It will be the first step in legislation outlawing BDS in the UK. I hope it presages a wider bill in the forthcoming Queen's speech tackling BDS throughout the public sector. So this is very, very much on the agenda as far as foreign policy is concerned in the United Kingdom to outlaw BDS. And just this week, Israel and Morocco signing a massive trade agreement where they will clear the way for huge investment in both countries. And wonderful news coming from Mohamed El-Sisi, who's the president of Egypt, saying that following the energy conference that has been held in Cairo, big international conference, an incredible, incredible moment at the beginning when the president walked in, acknowledged international guests, but made a point of walking over to Karin Al-Haraj. She is the Chaver Knesset. She is the Minister of Energy and the Environment here in Israel. She is wheelchair bound. He made a special effort to go up to her, to shake her hand, really warming the hearts of all of us in Israel who probably sent the president a Valentine's Day card just a couple of days ago. But an announcement coming from him that Egypt will be making the move to deepen their ties with the state of Israel. So here in the Middle East, peace is certainly warming up.
Fantastic. Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it. And I say Shabbat Shalom to you.